Are you approaching your 50s or are you in your 50s and feeling stuck? Are you feeling like life is passing you by and wish someone would just come point you in the right direction? Welcome to the Path to Being 50 and Free Show with Karen Timer. Your path to freedom starts now. Join Karen Timer on a journey where she explores with experts globally and empowers others to live a life of freedom. Karen will teach you how to claim your life back by covering topics around creating emotional and financial freedom. There is more to life than what you are living. Make a decision and start now.
Hello, 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 everybody. Welcome to, I think this is my eighth or ninth episode of The Path to Being 50 and Free. I know if you are watching this or you're listening to this, you are searching for something new. You're searching maybe for answers to something, maybe your health, maybe some wellness. You know, maybe you're open to different options. I'm excited today for this interview with my special guest here, Tom Palladino, because he is an expert in scalar light. I'm excited to learn about it because I actually know absolutely nothing about this. But what I am open to is learning more about what you do, because one thing I do know is we are energy beings. And I know, again, very little about this. So I'm excited to learn from you because there's so much to what I know, healing the body, for instance, because I know it's not cut. Our body is not cut and dry, right? And I know there's so much to our body, and I'm learning more and more, and I know very little around the planets. So I understand retrograde a little bit. But so I'm excited, Tom, to have you here as my guest. And so my first question to you is, what is scalar energy or light? I'm guessing I'm pronouncing it right.
Yeah, scalar energy and scalar light are synonymous terms. Thank you for the invite, Karen. Karen, you are an expert in scalar energy. You're an expert, and your audience is an expert. Why? It's sunlight. It's starlight. It's all around us. We just have never defined the terms. It's sunlight. It's the very it's the initial energy that powers the sun, the stars. Electricity is the secondary or the spin-off energy or the derivative of scalar energy. So scalar energy is the first energy of the universe. It powers the universe. And that's why this technology is so important. If you can tap into that life force energy, you have consummate control over nature. Mm-hmm. Scalar energy is going to allow us to have direct control over forces. And in so doing, we can control nature.
Got it. And if I ask any questions, I know there's no such thing as dumb questions, right? Because this is like, so I'm probably going to ask questions because, again, this is so brand new to me. Talk to me like I'm a child with a child's mind, right? So,
I'll speak to you like an adult and ask any questions you want.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. Speak to me like I'm an adult in a child's mind, right? Because I am open to learn. So you're saying it comes from the sun, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And I guess, again, like, you know, the sun with its energy, again, this is new. So, you know, when we get sunlight, I'm guessing this is the same. When we get sunshine, we're happy, we feel in a good mood, we're energetic, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, good.
And in large part, it's because you're receiving scalar energy from the sun. Life enhancing. Without scalar energy, there would be no life. So scalar energy really is the life force of the universe. It's the primal force of the universe.
Okay, very cool. Okay, so I have my questions here. So where does scalar energy originate and describe its nature? If that's what you're talking about,
So again, we're looking at the universe. Look at the universe in a macro sense. And if you've ever looked through a telescope, so to speak, you look at the infinite expanse of the universe. The stars are the points of origin of all energy, of all light. The stars, our sun is a star. So that's where we have this information that floods the universe. It's star energy. Scalar energy is star energy. And why is that so important? Because everything begins with light. Scalar light is the cause. And what follows are the results, the effect, the building of the physical universe. So what is my point? Why not concentrate on the cause, not so much on the effect? The cause is energy or instructions or scalar light. That's why I think my research is so important. I've tapped into the cause of the universe, and it puts us in the driver's seat of nature.
Okay. So can you explain that a little bit more?
Sure.
Right? So, like, just like, you know, we've got the universe, you know, maybe explain a little bit of,
okay.
Like I said, this is so brand new to me.
I use this analogy frequently. If you build a home or a factory, you start with architectural plans. You have plans. You put something on paper and you have schematics, plans. And why? Because you just don't go out to the field one day and start constructing a factory. You don't do that. So everything starts with a plan, intelligence, architectural plans. What am I getting at? Scalar energy are the architectural plans, the instructions of the universe. So in order to have a physical universe, you have to have instructions. You have to have intelligence that precedes that. For instance, intelligence that holds together the elements of the periodic table. Intelligence that creates physical matter and maintains physical matter. So what is scalar energy? It's the instructions of the universe, including the instructions of our body, the instructions of our physical world.
Okay. I think I've got that. Amazing. Yeah. Okay. So, I was listening to one of your, so what does that do for us as human?
Good. So then to boil it down, what's the point here? I have scalar energy instruments that control matter, that control physical forms, let's say, physical forms. And I can create what's beneficial and break apart what's harmful. So a scalar energy instrument will create the intelligence to form a vitamin, a mineral, an antioxidant. Or in reverse, a scalar energy instrument will break down the molecular bonds of a virus or a pollutant or a toxin. So I am working with scalar energy to create the perfect quantum body.
And then how does that work? I know, like, I sent in a picture and I'm super excited to see how this all works. And then I'd love to know the benefit.
So good point. So we're working with scalar energy. It's not electricity. So when people want to sign up for our free trial, we offer 15 days of free sessions. People will email us a photograph. Now, what am I getting at? This is the way scalar energy works. Scalar energy looks at the signature, looks at the intelligence of a person's photograph. That's my photograph. And scalar energy can identify what I need by way of my photograph. I only work with photographs. I never work with people. This is the new science of scalar energy, in which I can access a person by way of their photograph. So I'm not accessing, per se, their physical electromagnetic body. I'm accessing their non-physical spirit. It's an energetic connection.
That is so cool. Very cool. So what does this do? So what do, like, does this help with disease? Does this
help?
It
does.
I mean, this is, you know,
To underscore this matter, again, I'm working with photographs, so I can prove my work working through that force field, a photograph. I have to rely upon people to provide their testimony after they send me and I work with their photograph. So what is my point? I can detect on a photograph, say, the herpes virus and break it apart. I can identify the herpes virus on somebody by way of their quantum photograph, and I can break apart the herpes virus. And invariably, everybody after I work with them tell me in person that they feel better and they feel that they no longer have the herpes virus. And many people have told me, Tom, whatever you did, I feel I've been cured of herpes, or I no longer have the herpes virus. Mm-hmm. Now, be mindful, I never work with people. I only work with photographs of people. Okay. So in my laboratory, I can detect the herpes virus on my photograph and destroy it, or erase it, or eradicate it. But then I have to rely upon people to tell me that they feel better and that they feel that the herpes virus has been eradicated from their body.
Is the herpes virus common, or?
Yes, it is, especially what's called herpes one, or some people call that oral herpes. Many people in the world, probably at least 80, 85% of the people in the world have this virus, because you can get it by kissing or sharing a common drinking cup.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. That's really neat. So people are noticing, is this for any disease? Yeah. Like, can this help with chronic pain? Can this help with, because I mean, as I, one thing I am learning, especially through all of this right now, is it's important to be, and for anybody listening, it's important to be open, because as we know, the body is not cut and dry. Always, you know, I think there's a time and a place. I think East needs to meet West, right? Yes. And everybody needs to work together, because there's so much to healing the body, and there's so much we don't know, that it's not always just a pill, right? And I, you know, and stuff like that. So one thing I'm noticing, one of the hats I wear is I'm a massage therapist, and I'm noticing people are in so much pain and so stressed out right now.
Yes.
But they're looking for something alternative, right? And I think if we're just open to what's out there, I'm like, what if this could help you and change your life and get rid of your, what if something, like, what if, right?
You're right. So there has to be many tools in the shed. And as your work as a massage therapist, that's part of the well-being that we need to look at. And, you know, I'm sure you and I don't disparage any serious-minded approach to health. So to underscore my point, I am working with a new realm of physics. This is a new chapter in physics. And does it have benefit to human health? I say it does. But keep in mind, I have to rely upon the testimonies of the people that I work with, because that's the body of knowledge that's forthcoming. Why? I never work with people. I work with their energetic force field on a photograph. There's a big difference.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's amazing. So what do you find? So I don't know, share. Would it be okay to share like a couple of testimonials? Yeah. Like what?
I'm very proud to share this. In 2017, we work with Christian missionaries around the world. Preface my remarks, Christian missionaries. And many of these missionaries will send me collages like this. Today alone, I worked with probably 200,000 people by way of their photo.
Wow, amazing.
Anyway, 2 weeks ago, I received a testimony from a group of people in Tanzania that we had worked with by way of their photograph. And everybody said that they feel great, that they're no longer infected with the HIV virus, that they feel that they've been cured. Now, that's their statement, not my statement. Now, I started to work with these people with their photograph in 2017. So I'm working with people in Africa by way of their photograph who are HIV positive. Now, after working with them and after having subsequent tests, many tests conducted, a group of people are saying, Tom, we no longer have the HIV virus. Yeah. We no longer are infected with HIV. In their words, they have told me they're cured of HIV. Wow. They don't have any indication of the HIV virus. Now, I cannot prove that for them. People have to prove that for themselves, because it's their body. I don't treat their body. I treat their energetic code or their energetic signature on a photograph. So if we're going to make this correlation between my work and people, physical people in their physical constitution, then a great deal of work needs to be done. But I'll be the first to tell you this: there seems to be a correlation, a link between working with a person's photograph and that person having an improvement in their health.
Amazing, amazing. So out of curiosity, how did you get into this? Like, did you have your own health challenges? Because I find like with people that I speak with who get into something completely different, you know, they had their own challenges. They got tired of, you know, whatever, you know, what was happening with them. And then they turned to something alternative, right? No. So did you have your own health challenges?
No, I've not had health challenges. I've always been a pioneer, and I've always been willing to think outside the box and to pursue my path. And this is really a solitary path right now for me. I don't know of nobody in the world who's doing this. This is indeed, it's a solitary path. And without chagrin, you know, I say that, and I'm going to continue on with this trajectory, but it's the road less traveled.
Oh, cool. And you've been doing, and you said you've been studying this for 30 years, is it?
Yeah, in practice, 30 years, in theory, at least 45 years, yeah. It's been my life-consuming passion. I think it offers just great promise. And one of the reasons I say that's so in such a fluid fashion is it's energy. Energy is fundamental. Energy never fails. If you want to get something done, use energy. If you want something that's guaranteed, use energy, employ energy. Energy never fails. So if we're working with scalar energy, it's a first principle, it's a first cause, and it will accomplish what we want it to accomplish. Okay, there's no rainy day for energy. Energy is dependable.
Wow. And where do you see this going? Like, not just because I'm so fascinated, like this is so, you know, when you think you know a lot and then you meet people like yourself and some other people, and it's like, wow, I really don't know as much as I think I do, which is okay, because it means that there's lots of, you know, to learn out there, right? Like, where do you see this? Like, where do you
see it's going to change the world? This technology will change the world. Scalar energy is, once again, sunlight or starlight. So I have a scalar energy instrument, which is a miniature star. What do I mean by that? This is the new power plant of the future. It's free energy. My instrument taps into star energy, mm-hmm. which is free. It's an abundant source of energy. So we will have scalar energy instruments in the future that will tap into that free energy. We will not rely upon coal or thermal or gasoline oil. We will be able to use free energy of the stars and power our homes from the free energy of the stars.
Wow. That's amazing. That's yeah. absolutely amazing. Yeah. So what... all of a sudden I ran out of questions. like anything else you want to share? Like, so when somebody goes through, I had a list of questions, and some of them I was like, that Cornelia had sent, and I was like, okay, some of these I don't even understand. So, so how does this, so I signed up for the 15-day trial. Yeah. Can you kind of run us through a little bit of that?
Yeah, we'll walk through. Now, in order to entice or interest people in what I'm doing, I give away 15 days of free sessions. Everybody in the world can sign up on our website, and you're going to send us, you will email us your photograph. Okay. And in so doing, we'll work with your entire family if you want to. You can send photographs of your family and pets. And so for 15 days, we perform three functions. We will balance your chakras and your brain. We will eradicate pathogens, toxins from your body, and we will deliver nutrients. Now, keep in mind, we do this through your force field, or we do this through the energy signal on your photograph. You don't have to visit me. You just email, send me your photograph. And this is the new science of scalar energy, in which we're working with your body double. Imagine if there could be two Karens, and there are. You could bilocate. So your bi-located version, by way of your photograph, is inside my laboratory.
Okay.
While you're in your home or your place of work. So I'm working with your bi-located version by way of your photograph. That's quite profound.
Wow.
And this is the new science that we've discovered, that there really are, there's two Karens out there. There is your physical body, and there's your energetic body. Mm-hmm. I don't ask you to come to me physically. I just ask you to send me your energy body found on your photograph.
Very cool. And then and then for 15 days, like, are you sending out an email? Are you sending
yes.
out like, hey, this
yes.
is what we're finding, or this is what we recommend? Like, how does that?
We explain the process over a span of 15 days. You people will receive a daily email notice for 15 days. That's why we ask people to provide your email address. And then we let people decide, Karen, if it's a benefit, if there is merit to this. Why? This is a new science. It's never been done before with the exception of one man by the name of Hieronymus. So I'm the only one in the world with this technology. In order to make an impression upon people, you have to make this simple, easy, free. And I want people to share this with friends and family, so to speak. I'm not underwritten by anybody. So what's the point? It's a grassroots movement. I rely upon people to share the results with others.
Amazing. And how does that work with animals? Because I sent you a picture of my dog and cat as well. So I'm super excited to see, how this all works. Because I had a friend of mine, one of the other girls, who she thought it was great, your 15-day trial. And she noticed a big difference. So
Many pets, dogs, cats, horses, they respond quite favorably for a few reasons. Pets, animals, are filled with germs. Mm-hmm. I've seen dogs, cats that are constantly licking the floor. They're being exposed to parasites all the time. So the fact that we can eliminate those parasites, the protozoan, the viruses, the bacteria that so many of these pets pick up over the course of years, this really serves to extend the lifespan of many pets and improves their quality of life. And we see this with so many people. They'll send me their photograph of their pet. Within a week or two, their pet is enjoying a sense of vibrancy. Why? Probably because that dog or cat had a lot of germs and had a lot of microbes.
That is so cool. Okay, this is going to be a random question, but I have a dog who likes to eat other dogs. poop, let's get real here, right? And I mean, my landlord is a dog walker, so we never know whose it is, right? But he does it only in the winter time, right? And occasionally in the summer. Would this help?
Yes, it's going to.
I know that's a random question, but
any feces is going to have a great deal of bacteria and toxins. And so of course it would help, yeah.
Okay, I'm excited. I hope it does. I really hope it does. But yeah, so that's so fascinating. I mean, thank you. I really do appreciate, you answering my questions, because there's a lot of us that don't know anything about this, right? And I'm looking forward to my own testimonial so I can share it with people. I'm pretty in tune with my body for most part, and I'm always open to try something new. Right. So anything to help me and improve my health and move forward and all that, it's exciting.
Yeah. To interest your audience, the day is coming that, and I predict this, that we will be able to work with 1 billion people a year by way of a photograph. So what I envision is a quantum healing ministry of a global proportion in which we could easily treat 1 billion people a year by way of a photograph. Okay, that's the new science of scalar energy.
Wow, that's amazing. Amazing, amazing. Anything else you'd like to share with us? I mean, I'm just fascinated in listening to you, because it's all about learning. So after the 15 days, what does somebody do after that? You got the free trial,
We're going to instruct them. Go to the website, scalarlight.com. Read some of the literature, some of the articles that I've written. If you're comfortable, email us your photograph. Include your entire family. That way you can compare notes, so to speak, with your family members. And remember to include your cat, your dog, your pets. It's scalarlight, S-E-A-L-A-R, scalarlight.com. Share it with friends and family. I want to get this new technology out to the world. The easiest way to do that is for people to share it amongst family and friends. I would appreciate that greatly.
Absolutely. Well, I will definitely be sharing with people, because it's, I think it's important, right? And if you have something that obviously nobody else has, this is new to us. And I mean, maybe a lot of us, right? And why not? 15 days, try it out. See, what do you have to lose, right? Or what do you have to gain?
If you can, I frequently say the only thing you're going to lose is your germs.
There you go. I love that. That's beautiful. All right. So for everybody, please follow Tom on, where are you, like, on social media at all? Like, where can that you shared your website?
Make it the website. I think that's the best, because that's a compendium of articles that people can really get into.
Okay. And then they can reach out, obviously, and connect with you and everything. Beautiful. Well, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Karen.
Thank you. I really enjoyed our conversation, and I hope you guys did as well. And again, follow him, go reach out and try it out. Beautiful.
Thanks for tuning in to the Path to Being 50 and Free show with your host, Karen Timer, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join her next time to continue learning new ways to claim your life of joy and stop letting life pass you by. Your path to freedom starts here. To work with Karen, visit 50andfree.ca. That's FIFTYANDFREE.ca. Make a decision and start now.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.